This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger and a whole host of other things. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, I got a lot of questions about the way things are working right now in this country of ours. And whenever I have questions of this type, I normally am going to rely on one guy and one guy only. And that would be Stephen Stambalia, attorney at law. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
I've never been in a circumstance where I've been able to call you and say, hey, are you free on this day or that day? And you go, Bill, I'm free until they lift this lockdown. So
it's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But I imagine there's going to be just a gigantic flurry of activity once this all starts. And, I mean, things are beginning to see a light at the end of the tunnel. So.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, like all the court appearances are kind of off right now. All the depositions are off. They did have a Ninth Circuit argument today in the Duncan v. Becerra magazine ban case, which was very interesting. And it's the first time I've ever seen a court of appeals where the judges are literally at their homes and the attorneys are at their homes. And they're arguing, you know, via Skype or some other video conferencing software. It was fascinating.
Right. This reminds me of a government shutdown when we don't notice, or we suddenly just discover there's some things we can do without and there's some things we can live with. And this has been an interesting little dynamic to exist in.
Definitely.
One thing that bothers me about it, though, is it seems like an awful lot of Americans are so afraid of this that they would hand over the keys to the country to the government exclusively.
Yeah, it's amazing what a little panic does.
Yeah.
It's amazing, but it's not really amazing. I mean, the government exists to take power, and Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. I think that was him. But yeah, so I mean, they see the crisis and they're taking power, and the people are terrified, and they're happily giving it to them.
So, let me ask you a question. In the best world, how would this work? To where should the government? I see. For me, this is no big deal because I was in the military. Being in the military is not like working at McDonald's. It's you cede over all control of your life and all decision making to your chain of command. Mm-hmm. You give that all to them, and you can't even quit if you don't like it. So what would the first of all, are we right now existing without the Constitution? Is that the way it works out?
You can certainly make that argument. I mean, if you look at the pastor, can't remember what state it was in, Florida or Louisiana, that, you know, it's in Texas, was arrested for having service in his church because he violated the shelter-in-place order and there were too many people there. And, we have a First Amendment right, you know, to worship. And Then you have other places like this, One America News Network. You know, it's not a very well-known news network, but their press credentials were restricted by the White House because they went to two briefings when they were only supposed to go to one, and they didn't get pre-clearance to go to the second one because of the somehow alternating ways that the press could, you know, still get in there and ask the president questions at his press conferences. But,
right.
You know, we have a First Amendment right of freedom of the press. So, you know, it's like, well, I get that we've got some issue with all, you know, with the COVID, the China virus, but, you know, we are losing some of our rights. And you see this in California and North Carolina. Different states are saying, well, we're going to issue these orders and we're not going to deem gun stores essential. Therefore, we're going to close all the gun stores. You can go to the supermarket, you know, buy your food, but you can't buy a gun. Then we have other states where they're saying, I think it was like Connecticut, some of the northern states, where they're going to say you can go to Walmart, you can go to Costco, you can go to Sam's, but you can't buy anything unless it's deemed essential. So, well, who gets to decide what's deemed essential? And, you know, it's up to the little dictators in charge, the little people that govern each and every one of our counties and municipalities that get to, you know, put their little thumb down and say, well, you know, I think in my city, if I had it, it would be like gun stores are essential, you know. In fact, free range day today. In yours, you might say, well, I don't want any gun stores available, so I'm going to close them all down because we got a pandemic. But, you know, the something else that maybe I don't like, you want to keep open. I don't know. I mean, it's a slippery slope. We're down there. We've got all these courts that are canceling jury trials and, you know, we have a speedy trial. We're guaranteed a speedy trial under the United States Constitution. And, you know, just wouldn't you know, they're closing the courts, stopping jury trials, and they're saying we're not going to count this time as part of the Speedy Trial Act. So it doesn't really violate your right because we're closing the court.
Yeah, but I mean, that basically, though, is suspending the Constitution when they do that. Is there anything built into the Constitution that says, well, listen, if you guys decide to actually pay attention to a pandemic for the first time in 244 years, then you can just suspend all rights?
I mean, not that I know of. I guess we could amend it to add that, but not that I know of.
So, now... is part of the problem with this, in your estimation? I know what the left wants to do. I know what the left wants to do. And I know how inept most of the Republicans are at keeping the left from doing what they want to do. But we do have Trump in place, and Trump, you know, he's not perfect, but he's doing fairly well with this. Isn't the problem giving the power to these people and letting them do this uninterrupted, they probably would not want to give that power back, wouldn't they?
Well, they're not. The government never gets power back when taking it.
Right.
I mean, we can look at the Homeland Security Act. I mean, that was, what, 2001? Patriot Act, I'm sorry. Passed very fast. And,
right.
You know, we have now the FISA court, which has got its own problems. It's the secret star chamber court that you can't practice in front of unless you've got a security clearance. I mean, it's just like all kinds of crazy stuff that comes out of these crises. And, yeah, you know, this is bad. There's a lot of people dying from it. But, you know, freedom is scary. Freedom is dangerous. And I can't remember who said, you know, those who will give up
Benjamin Franklin.
There you go. A little bit of safety for a little bit of security deserve neither.
Yeah.
I fear that's what we're doing.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. I want to dive a little deeper with that. Stephen, when he's not locked down, he's crisscrossing the country on a regular basis, fighting the fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law, and I'm trying to get a feel for the constitutional footing that is underneath us right now.
You mean being trampled on?
Trampled on.
Legitimately underneath our government, yeah, of course.
Well, what I was trying, you know, I just look at it as the foundation of the country and everything, but trampled on is probably what's happening too. Now, in an event like this one, where we know something is going on, like I've been trying to figure out how to compare this to the incident of Typhoid Mary. Are you familiar with that?
Not as much as I could be now.
Well, Typhoid Mary was she was an asymptomatic carrier of typhoid, and 10% of the people that got typhoid died in her era. And she was tested, and they found out she had it. And rather than sit there and do what they wanted her to do, which was find another line of work, because she worked in food preparation. She just used other names and moved around a lot. And when they finally caught up to her, she spent the last 23 years of her life in quarantine. But she had been examined and found to have typhoid. But she was one of the biggest spreaders. She was an asymptomatic spreader of it. And here, instead, this is the way this is being handled to me almost seems like gun control. Because gun control, the premise behind gun control is we'll stop a crime before it occurs. Right?
Right.
If we just don't have guns, we'll be stopping crimes before. We'll make it to where you can't have a crime because there's no gun. And so with the way they're pushing this little quarantine shelter-in-place thing, in a lot of cases, I get it, okay? I understand it and everything, but they're not. I fail to see how the healthcare professionals are saying, well, listen, everybody should stay at home unless they got to go to Walmart to buy groceries, or unless they got to go to Home Depot to buy whatever it is you're buying at Home Depot, or unless you got to go do this, or unless you got to do this. This is not quarantine that we got going on. And yet.
Not real.
No. But at the same time, they've got some of these places are putting laws in place where, you can break a law. Which, would these be considered laws or these rules or regulations? What would that, how would we characterize these things for social distancing?
So each state is going to have its own type of emergency declaration and emergency powers statute. So, Mississippi has its own, and North Carolina and California and all these various states have their own as to what they can and can't do. North Carolina used to have one that said basically under a declaration of emergency, they could stop you from carrying guns outside of your home. They could stop all the sale of liquor. I think it actually still says that they can stop alcohol sales, but it no longer says that they can stop you from lawfully possessing firearms. That was a big deal in Louisiana too, during Katrina. They were literally going door to door confiscating guns. Louisiana said never again, and yet here we are now closing all the gun stores down because of this pandemic. So I guess if you don't have a gun by now, you're just out of luck. I forget. What was your question? I'm sorry. I just went off on a tangent.
Well, I mean, for this, right, there's no template for this because this has never happened like this before. We've been through worse. There's been worse diseases that we have endured.
Right.
Than this one. And they've already come up with it. Right now there's a test coming out where they can do a finger prick and look at your look at the antibodies in your blood and figure out if you've already had it. And if you have already had it, if the antibodies are present, then you don't have to wear a mask and you don't have to worry about going out.
Yeah, I mean, all of this is just very strange. It's very different. And now I read something that the White House is going to recommend that everyone wears masks. But not the N95 mask, just cloth mask. Not to stop you from getting it, but to stop you from transmitting it.
Right.
Which at first, it wasn't a big deal to wear masks, and now it is. You know, it's like the whole thing about salt. You know, one time it was really bad for you, and then it's okay for you,
then
and now
good.
It's bad for you, and then okay. And butter and fat and all that stuff, you know. And who knows what to believe.
You know, I started smoking cigarettes because I remember commercials when I was a kid where they said they had vitamin C. And more doctors smoke this brand than any other brand.
Yeah, I've seen that ad, which is, you know, 4 out of 5 doctors choose
right.
Camel.
Yeah, that's it. That's
crazy.
It. So, you know, that as far as that medical research and everything, that that's subject to change from day to day. Like the mask part, I think initially they were saying that you didn't need to wear a mask so that people wouldn't go out buying masks.
Sure, because we didn't have enough. Because none of our stuff's made here anymore.
Yeah, that's another thing. But like one thing that nobody talks about is like the N95 face mask. It looks like the surgical mask, but it's just the N95 face mask, not a respirator, just the face mask. That's really hard to breathe through. If you wear it the right way and it seals on your face the right way, it's really hard to breathe through because everything's coming through a filter. Whereas with a surgical mask, surgical mask is actually going to protect you too. It's going to protect whoever's wearing it. So I don't that whole idea where they're saying, well, it doesn't. It's not going to protect you. It's going to protect everybody around you. Okay. But we could talk about this later, but like I saw somebody sitting in a car alone wearing a mask today driving around. You don't need to wear a mask unless you're around people.
Yeah, but even that person that gets around and like, so the post office, you know, I unfortunately have to go to the post office because
sure.
That's where my mail is.
Yeah.
And so I go to the post office and they put up these plastic sheeting that you would expect to see, you know, at a delivery dock. You know, the individual.
Part. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's called seal offs. Yeah.
Okay. I'm passing you a package. You're taking it from me. You know, I'm signing something and then the person after me, they're signing the same pin pad and, you know, pen on the little, ATM pin pad stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Is this really, I mean, this is just like fear. It's pandemic fear.
Yes, it is. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. We'll examine that more when we get back. Talking to Stephen Stambolia, this is Lock and Load.
I am not done. But I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9 out of every 10 Americans will be under orders to stay home over coronavirus concerns by Friday. That's about 305 million people in all 50 states and the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as well. The count includes those living in cities that have issued similar orders within states that have not. Alabama, South Carolina, Missouri, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Utah all have cities or counties that have issued stay-at-home orders, but the state has not done so. Meanwhile, Iowa, Arkansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota have not mandated that residents stay in their homes during the pandemic, nor have any cities within them. The Labor Department reports more than 6.6 million workers filed for first-time jobless benefits last week. And President Trump is holding his daily coronavirus task force briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law, as we're looking at some of the stuff. And I mean, are you able to hear the news when it's playing?
Yeah, I can hear it.
So you just heard all of the states with little. It's almost like the gun laws, isn't it? That everybody's approach to this is sort of a patchwork of a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I don't think that's the wrong way to approach it. You know, give states the, you know, if we're still under our constitutional principles, and maybe we're not, you know, the 10th Amendment reserved power, not delegated to the government, reserved to the state. So, you know, states can try how they want and do what they want to do. I don't know if you saw this about New Jersey. The governor, Phil Murphy, is now given an order to commandeer all of the N95 masks. They had originally given an order to mandate that people surrender them by March 27th.
And well, how do they know who has them?
Good question. I don't know. Maybe with their government surveillance. So, you know, maybe I bought a bunch of masks at Home Depot when I was doing my home renovation, which I did, and I still have it. And I'm sure they probably link up to my debit card and find out that I made that purchase. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, Okay, so is the idea supposed to be that out there somewhere there's some way for them to get a hold of a credit card information and everything, and they could just pull it up without having to go to Home Depot and subpoena their records and look back in time and then come to you? And, I mean, who's to say you didn't use all those N95 masks when you were sanding or whatever you do?
Yeah, I think the easiest thing would be to just send the state police to Home Depot and just take them. He ordered them to commandeer him, and their little, you know, Stasi troops are going to go do what Governor Murphy says.
But isn't that, doesn't that put it in the same sort of realm as the bump stock thing, where the bump stock thing turned into that one of the things that people are using against it is it's a taking? Does that count?
It is. Yeah, I mean, it is a taking. You know, if you take it for a public use, I mean, eventually someone, well, I mean, we're gonna get to like, oh, it's only like $10 worth of masks, but if it's $10 worth of masks, or you're going to leave my wife and daughter and me without any type of protective equipment when we, you know, had the forethought, government, to plan ahead, then it might not just be a $10 mask. It might be something at, you know, 2,000 feet per second.
Well, as far as the N95 masks are concerned, you know, you can make a surgical mask and use like a filter from a HEPA filter from a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
And it's going to, as long as you change it from time to time, you can't just wear it nonstop for the rest of this thing. You have to change it out because they do become saturated, right? And as time comes on, if you are in an area where all that's there and it gets on that mask, well, every time you touch it, well, there you go. So, I mean, but it's actually not that it is not effective. It's just that the N95 mask is actually a ventilator or a respirator of a sort. And that just looks, I saw somebody wearing a full-blown respirator at the grocery store today.
Yeah, and you know, I can't fault those people, you know, if they're afraid and they still have to get out and, I guess, go get their toilet paper and milk and eggs and bread, then go out and protect yourself however you deem fit. But maybe if you're in New Jersey and you wear one of those, maybe you can just rip it off your face and take it. I mean, that's some crazy stuff, you know. I'm going to commandeer your stock of masks. Maybe they could just buy it. Doesn't New Jersey have enough money? Just go out and buy them.
Well, I mean, how many cops do they have? Are they going to just give up fighting crime and go into the full bore thing about mask commandeerment? Because that's going to take a little bit of sleuthing to figure out who's got what and where they are and, you know, that
well,
kind of thing.
I know if I was an officer, you know, assigned to patrol or whatever, and I saw some guy going 5 or 10 over, I probably would think twice or maybe 10 times, really, really hard. Do I want to pull this guy over, give him a ticket, maybe subject myself to getting the corona disease for a little bit of speeding? You know,
yeah.
they're letting nonviolent, in some cases, violent people out of jail because they don't want them just to be all in one little cooped up place like the nursing home in Washington where
right.
All those people got killed, you know, died from the disease. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're in uncharted territory. At least, you know, I'm sure something happened like this in 1918 with the Spanish flu, which maybe that's racist too now that I think of it. Cause weren't they calling out Trump for calling it the China virus?
Yeah, but if you're going to get out there and start doing that, that means we can't use terms like Belgian waffles anymore either.
Ooh, French toast.
French toast.
We changed
French.
We changed
French fries.
No, we changed that after something like freedom fries. I can't remember. Too much to remember.
That's okay. I don't have to remember it because I'm politically incorrect. I can just, you know, speak in normal language, you know, so I can just speak that way. But I mean, I call it the if they don't like that, maybe we could call it stir fry and die or something like that.
There you go.
Restaurant you go. Based, you know, wait. Wet restaurant. But, I mean, this stuff that the biggest thing is that I just find it amusing what's happening with the left because, to me, most of this panic is media-driven. I mean, we faced much worse diseases and viral diseases and viruses and flus than this before. Not to say this one isn't bad, but we faced worse ones with a higher rate of mortality, and the economy didn't shut down. Nobody was sheltered in place or anything else, and they did this primarily to get at Trump a little bit, but at the same time, look at what they've lost. Now, all of these reusable bags, those are disease vectors at grocery stores. They want to use single-use plastic throwaway bags.
Which was illegal in, you know, back in, well, in San Francisco. It's illegal to use the single-use plastic.
Not anymore.
Bags.
They have reinstated it. Yeah.
Yeah. What about the, I mean, all of that stuff, you know, it's just so bizarre.
Carpooling is out.
I mean, we've come full circle on this in a relatively short amount of time.
Yep.
So I guess now it's okay to trash the environment. You know, the green tree spotted frog or the horned owl or whatever they are.
You know, well, I mean, even if you go somewhere, all the plastic bags that are in the waterways and in the oceans, that was put there by China and India. And, you know, the paper bags are made by paper farms that have, you know, dedicated groves of trees to go cut down and make paper bags. And they replenish them themselves. So it was always a little, it was a red herring the whole time. But I think that's pretty funny. I really think that's pretty funny.
Fitting. Yeah, I think they're getting their just desserts with all that stuff. But I mean,
big cities? Nobody wants to live in a big city anymore after this. Watch and see how many people leave New York after all this is over with.
I hope
that's let's reconvene on this when we get back, because this is just, the stuff is too good and everything else. Steven normally is out there beating the drum, the war drum. He's out there taking everybody to task, legally in courts of law, making moves, scoring points, never giving up, and right now he's just hanging out in Mississippi. So tonight he's hanging out with us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check him out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law, looking at some of the looking at this very weird time. Have you seen what's happening in Guam right now?
No.
The Secretary of the Navy has relieved the commander of an aircraft carrier because he sent out a memo outside of normal communication channels talking about the people on his ship that had coronavirus, and they're going to isolate and quarantine everybody on the ship off the ship. So they're going to take a cruising aircraft carrier all out of service to quarantine the crew.
You know, I did hear about that guy. I didn't realize that was over in Guam.
That's where the ship's at right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. The guy's asking for help, and he gets relieved of his duty. It reminds me of when they had all the passengers on the cruise line, and what better way to bring the virus here than to literally fly them here and release them into our population.
Right.
And you know how California is very open borders, right? They want everyone to... Very, very free, open, all that. They filed a lawsuit against the federal government and actually got a temporary restraining order stopping those people from coming into their town. The city of Costa Mesa filed it. I think that's a little hypocritical. If you want open borders, this is what you get with open borders. Anyone that wants to come across carrying whatever disease they want to carry gets to come in. But they didn't want that because then... they would get some disease, but now they're getting it anyway because we imported all these people into the state. And when we found out about this disease in China, you know, I don't know, just someone smarter than what we've got going on would have said, we should make sure that that doesn't come over here. We should stop those people from coming over here. Anyone that's traveled, you know, shouldn't have come over here, right? But if you go and look at, like, flight radar right now and look, see all the planes in the air, there's tons of flights. I mean, there's, you know, thousands of planes in the air right now over the United States.
If you really?
Look over in China, there's, oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, even when this first started, we still were having flights come in. Our governor in Mississippi ordered a shelter in place yesterday to start tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Why? Why are, if it's so important to do it now. What are you, you know, like, what are you doing? This whole, we're going to announce the shutdown and then it's going to be like 2 days later. No, if it's that important to do it, you do it right away.
Yeah, well, that's how you determine an emergency is by how expeditiously you have to take the action. But I don't know. It's this has been botched from the beginning. I really wonder what our response would look like if we were not watching an impeachment for January and February.
That's the big question. You know, we wasted so much time over this idiotic, you know, show trial, kangaroo court, and that's what it was that, you know, Trump could have actually been doing the people's business, and the Congress could actually have been doing the people's business instead of stroking their egos. And
right.
I think that is the takeaway from all of this. And now they've just announced, Schiff and Pelosi just announced that they're going to look at how he's discriminating on the handling for minorities of this COVID crisis. Like, what are you talking about? We're literally all in this together. You're passing stimulus bills, $2 trillion, $6 trillion, whatever, that my kid's going to have to pay for and her kids are going to have to pay for. It's literally free money. What are you doing?
I don't know. I saw that they're also going to have a subpoena power as well, and you know, I hope they go full bore on it. I hope they go full bore on it. I'm watching right now. I saw somebody get up there and say, you know, in any contest, no matter where you look at it, Biden beats Trump quite easily. And I'm like, okay, here we're going to play that. Well, I'll play your stupid game too. All right. I mean,
I've actually met him in person.
Biden?
Yes. He is, he's just not an intelligent person. And, you know, the same things that he says now, when I was in law school back in 2005, he came and did a campaign stop. And I had said something about, you know, securing our border. And he's like, oh, you know, you're probably one of those gun owners that want to set up machine guns, shoot everyone that's coming across, right? Right? I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? You know, just seriously. But that's just, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's absolutely crazy.
And now he's crazy and he's demented, too.
I think so.
And the big contest
I don't have anything
is
nice to say.
Yeah, I mean, the big contest now is between him and the Pelosian as to who sounds more like they're having a stroke when they start answering a question. So, Madam Speaker, how do you think the president reacted to this? And, okay, I'm just going to throw out a bunch of word-sounding noises at you and a bunch of stuttering and everything else. And at some point, we're going to have to take a really close look at why we have all these elderly people in charge of things. Because I am convinced that there are smart, you know, there are people that are, you know, in their 50s that can handle this and handle it well, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
No, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, our senator in Mississippi, Thad Cochran, I was born in 78. He was elected in 1978, and he died recently.
At what age?
Senator. Until he died, I don't know how old he was, but I mean, I'm 41, and he died, I think, probably like less than a year ago. So he was a senator for over 40 years.
That's seven terms.
Too long.
Yeah.
So, but you know, they just keep getting elected and reelected and reelected.
Well, you know, I mean, in my state, we had Strom Thurmond. I can't say anything about an elderly senator because we had him. And, I mean, it was embarrassing to see him get up there because his staff would, there'd be one on each side. He was 100. He's 100 years old. And he'd be just standing there with his mouth hanging open. And, hey, you know, okay, he was a statesman and everything. But, you know, when are you going to retire, pal? We got stuff going on. I don't necessarily want your staff to be doing your work for you. You got elected, not your staff. You got elected.
That's right.
Have you seen some of the laws they got proposed in California right now for after all of this, when all of this ends?
You know, it's funny you said that I'm usually flying around. Now I'm just kind of hanging out in Mississippi. I have been so incredibly busy, even though most of my firearms cases that I've had going on before this got stayed.
Right.
With all of these orders stopping gun sales, it's been fairly busy.
Yeah.
That's why I actually forgot about calling today, because I'm working on something else, getting stuff ready to be filed against some of these little small-town mayors. I call them dictators.
Right.
You know, I get to tell you what to do during a state of emergency. We're gonna show you that you can't.
Indeed. Indeed. We're coming up to where we're about done with this segment. I may try to get a hold. Well, you'll be around, right?
I'll be here.
For the foreseeable future. I'll be touching base with you. We may have to revisit this as more things come online. I'm waiting to see how much they release power after all of these tests come online and we know that they, you know, we're just about out of the pandemic. We've made the difference. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening and remembering that I was calling.
Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Right, take care. Bye.
Very good. Very good. Headed to hour number two, and when we get back, it's going to be we're going to be on Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and you know, find out what I don't know what we're going to talk about today as we stroll the planet's surface. So that's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.